turunduse täht.
I had a good opportunity to have a observation research or to participate in an observation research last week. And it was a shopping center that wanted a group of team to visit all the stores within the shopping center. You cannot imagine how many they are, and to evaluate how do the stores look like, is it a pleasant shopping environment, is the music right and not too loud, and so on. And I was really fascinating by a service in one company. And the store is called Brooks Brothers, you probably know, well known all over the world. And in Estonia, it's very difficult to
get... I've never been there.
Yeah, neither me, really. It's very difficult to get a really exceptional service. And what happened was that when I entered from the store, when I entered to the store, there was a nice lady coming to talk to me, asking what I'm looking at. Is there anything special? I told her no, I'm just browsing here. So kind of like a normal Estonian, trying to signalize that don't really kind of talk to me anymore. But she was persistent and very kind, and wanted to ask, have you heard about the company? Do you know that this is a company that American presidents used to wear? Even current Mr. Obama is wearing the Brooks Brothers suits, and so on. So it really generated the interests. And then I had also a task that I had to go to the fitting room. So I had to find quickly a coat that was somehow interesting, and I wanted to take the coat and go to the fitting room. But she grabbed the coat, just helped me. There is a fitting room following me to the room, and then helping to fit the coats, looking how it was, is it good, is it bad. So it was a kind of, really, I had to say that yeah, it was a nice coat, but I was not ready to buy. But all the experience in the store was really kind of, I really believe that I'm not in Estonia, or I've never seen such type of really service level in a shopping center. So thank you. Unfortunately, I don't remember the name, but I do hope that there are more people providing that type of service in the Brooks Brothers store. So this is my candidate.
So you were ready to pay for service without buying a coat, almost.
Absolutely. I was even ready to buy the coat, and I was thinking that this is the store just because the service is so nice. If I have to go to buy something, I would really like to go and kind of look into more detail what they are offering, because in that type of clothing, you really don't buy just a nice garment. You really buy the service, the brand, the attitude, the behavior, and it was really exceptional. So it was great. Thank you.
My candidate this time comes from media, what I heard and what I saw. And actually, there was a small piece of news a couple of days ago about the NATO organization trying to build up their own, let's say, video PR or something like that. So they have their own channel now in YouTube, and NATO is trying to push hard in their communication to fight not only with arms but with communication also. I would say their most prominent video I saw, it's from past week, telling how life is going in Lviv, in Ukraine. Actually, it's let's say it's a good start of communication and film industry, but of course it's far, far behind what the Russian propaganda makes or does today. So I would say they have a huge, long road to go to make it, but the start, that the NATO started their own films and their own channel in YouTube, this is a good sign, and I really want to praise them for it.
Maybe NATO should employ the same PR company, the Americans, who are really giving suggestions to Russians. Maybe they can increase the level of the PR even more, or the propaganda. But
the start is good.
So, Rolf, what have you noticed in Sweden? What would be good to learn from?
If you're looking for a candidate, I was thinking, you're into the marketing, I'm not that very good at that. So I'm thinking of something a little bit different, but taken again from my own organization. And have you heard about the zero vision in traffic safety?
I have, by the way.
I haven't, by the way.
You have not.
So you can tell us.
Yeah, well, the zero vision is, it is about minimizing people getting very bad injured or killed within traffic, and if you look in the world, I don't remember exactly if it is the most or the second or the third most common way that people are getting killed, but that is in traffic. I know, for example, that if you would not do anything in China, around 5 million people per year would die. So it is an issue. Now, the zero vision was created by a colleague of mine now many, many years ago. And it's brilliant. It's so simple and it's so logic and it's very, very difficult. The only thing that he was looking at was the power of force, that is, if two cars meet when going in 70 kilometers per hour, then there is a big possibility that you get very bad injuries. If they meet crash in 10 kilometers per hour, then not very much will happen, except for the cars and things like that. So, but he created this zero vision. And today that is actually something that is guiding the UN and in the effort of creating traffic safety all the world around. And just a few weeks ago, New York as a city and 250 other cities in the world has taken on the zero vision as their strategy for minimizing people getting killed or badly injured
So they took the same platform, yes?
They've taken the same platform. And I think that it's another kind of marketing, but Klaus, who is the father of the zero vision, has worked with this for 20 years or something like that. And he has been able to reach out all over the world, he and all the colleagues that after that has been working with it. And I think that's a good marketing.
Yes.
That's true. I know it because someone from probably your organization was here in Estonia for some month ago, and our rescue board had a strategy conference, and someone was presenting the zero vision there. So that's why I heard that what it is and how it could influence the society.
Estonia?
Let's say so that probably not yet, but I know that this is a kind of also a vision because we have a long way to go to reach the Scandinavian level. But I know that this is kind of the aspiration for other authorities as well, that really are kind of trying to reach the Scandinavian level. So in that means, yes, we are thinking about it and trying to learn from the same point of view.
So let us vote. Who gets the prize this time?
So we have the good service experience, we have the NATO propaganda channel, and we have the zero vision concept from Sweden. So Rolf, who will get your vote? The guests can always be the first ones to vote.
The guests can always be the first. Well, I am actually. That's the kind of work that I am proud of, the zero vision. I think it's amazing work, and it has saved millions of lives. So I would put that as a candidate. Although, yes, I would put that as a candidate.
I don't know much about it, but it seems interesting. And if it has already saved millions of lives, and we know this NATO propaganda channel hasn't yet saved those lives. So I agree with you. I totally agree with this, not Eurovision, but zero vision.
Yeah, me too.